What's up, guys? It's Rahul Gupta from Retro Tech Snacks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know that it's been a minute since the last episode, but I'm really happy to be back sharing some more cool tech stories. Now, I know today something we hear a lot when we're talking about investing and crypto is, where are we going? Guys, where are we going? Where's Dogecoin going? To the moon, right? And so today we're actually going to cover the OG to the moon, which is the Apollo missions. And so to give a brief background on the Apollo mission, it was in the summer of 1969 when two astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, became the first humans to walk on the moon. Now, this was not only a marvel of technology, but holistically speaking, it was only 8 years earlier, in 1961, that President John F. Kennedy announced that the moon landing and return should be a goal and priority for the United States. Now, as you can imagine, this was no small feature, and it was a massive undertaking. And it required not just multiple years of dedication, but a lot of collaboration and teamwork from various organizations and partners. So today, we're going to focus on IBM's role in this mission. But first, some context. There were nearly 4,000 IBM employees that helped support the Apollo missions over the years, and they were spread out across many facilities in the United States. And amongst their many contributions and hours and years spent helping develop the technology to help put humans on the moon, there are three main achievements I would like to personally highlight. First is that at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama, IBM engineers and technicians were able to build the guiding instrument unit for the Saturn rockets, which helped launch and guide this 3,000-ton rocket with a 40-ton payload into outer space. The second achievement is that they were able to develop miniaturized circuitry. Now, what this means, guys, is that they were able to shrink an IBM 360 mainframe computer, which is the size of a fridge, to that of a suitcase, and make it robust enough to go into outer space without breaking or failure. And lastly, IBM was able to develop the critical guidance system once in space to help safely land and retrieve our astronauts. But what's really cool about the critical guidance system, this last component, is not just in the development of the technology, but it's actually in the process of how IBM won the bid. When NASA was evaluating potential vendors to develop this critical guidance system, their specs and what they wanted for this product were that they wanted there to be a 25,000-hour mean time failure, meaning that there would presumably be 25,000 hours between one mechanical failure and the next. And secondly, they wanted this guidance system to have a component density, which means that the transistors, circuits, and semiconductors were condensed into 45,000 per cubic foot. Now, IBM delivered its solutions architecture with a mean time failure of 45,000 hours, 20,000 hours over the specified request, and 250,000 component density score per cubic foot. That's more than five times the required specification. Now, all of these achievements have not gone unnoticed and were not unappreciated by NASA. In fact, Flight Director Gene Kranz, who was in charge of the mission on that day, on July 20th, 1969, notedly said that as astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin began their successful descent to the surface of the moon, I quote, "The systems information that we used to make the go, no-go decisions was developed by IBM. And the ultimate go, no-go decision that day was provided to me by computers operated by IBM engineers within NASA's Mission Control Center. Without IBM and the systems they provided, we would not have landed on the moon." Now, fast forward to today. There are thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth for multiple purposes, from space science, earth science, telecom, and even tech development. Now, of these categories, just for your own edification, telecom holds the highest number of satellites in orbit. So a big thank you to 4G, 5G, and hopefully many more Gs of service to come in future years. So what happened in the 1960s not only opened the doors to new scientific exploration and discovery, but it helped usher in a new era of technology and infrastructure that we rely on very heavily today. And so all of these advancements are derived from that initial success that NASA had in 1969. But you might be wondering, okay, 1969, it's been a little more than 50 years. What's next? So here are a couple of companies to keep an eye on. SpaceX, with their Internet Starlink project, trying to bring better internet services and suites to us, and Amazon's Blue Origin project, trying to commercialize space travel. But I want to know, what do you guys think will be the next big space-related discovery, achievement, and or milestone? Feel free to reach out and please do let me know. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. This is again Rahul Gupta with Retro Tech Snacks, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.